Orange credits appear. Walt Disney Pictures presents an Edward S. Feldman production. The black nose of a Dalmatian puppy sniffs a floating black spot. More spots flutter as the dog cocks its head. The dog sits on a white floor as the spots drift overhead. Red letters appear on a large black spot. Glenn Close. The spot turns and floats away. Red letters fly in amid the rushing spots. Iwan Gruffudd. A black spot captures the letters and flies off. Alice Evans. From far below, the puppy looks up to the constant swirling spots. Tim McInerney, Ian Richardson, and Gerard Depardieu. The puppy flies off, one black ear and one white ear floating. Ben Crompton, Carol McCready, Jim Carter, Ron Cook, David Horovitch, Timothy West. The puppy rotates away. Casting by Priscilla John. Co-producers, Paul Tucker, Patricia Carr. The puppy sails by. Music by David Newman. Costumes designed by Anthony Powell. The puppy zips past. Visual effects supervisor Jim Rigel. Edited by Gregory Perler. The puppy passes upside down. Production designer Asherton Gorton. Director of photography Adrian Biddle. Based upon the novel The 101 Dalmatians by Dodie Smith. Produced by Edward S. Feldman. Story by Kristen Buckley and Brian Regan. Screenplay by Kristen Buckley and Brian Regan and Bob Zutker and Noni White. Directed by Kevin Lima. The spots shoot to the center and fill red framed numbers. 102 Dalmatians. A white puppy pokes its nose through the zero and shakes. The title breaks up. A man in a white lab coat and a man in a dark suit enter.
My client is not a laboratory animal, Dr. Pavlov.
Your client wants out of prison, Mr. Tort. And with my behavior control therapy, freedom is...
A sign on the door reads, Behavior Control Unit. A second man rousts himself from a chair and opens the door.
I have patented a humane cocktail of electric shock treatment.
Pavlov opens a panel in a cell door. A tabby cat sits with a canary on its head.
Aversion therapy, hypnosis, drugs.
In the next cell, a fox sits with a goose.
And plenty of green vegetables.
A white rabbit shares a carrot with a white pit bull.
But of course, the real challenge remains. I mean, this is a prison, not a pet shop.
And I don't represent animals in court. Dr. Pavlov, my client...
is cured.
Tort raises his white brows and steps to the panel. His eyes widen, his jaw drops. The doctor leans in. In a pale blue cell, a woman with half black and half white hair fondles Dalmatian puppies.
Brush up your Swedish, Dr. Pavlov.
This could be your Nobel Prize.
In court.
Cruella de Vil.
Do call me Ella. Cruella sounds so cruel.
Miss de Vil, I am releasing you into the custody of the probation office. You will perform 500 hours of community service. Mr. Tort, your client is, I believe, a wealthy woman.
After my exorbitant fees, my lord, her assets stand at a mere £8 million.
Then you will be bound over to keep the peace to the sum of £8 million. If forfeited, the money will be donated to the dogs' homes of the borough of Westminster. Which means, if you repeat the offence, your entire fortune will go to the dogs.
Parole granted is stamped on Cruella's file. Cruella, in a long white coat and wide-brimmed hat, spreads her arms on the steps outside the prison.
Alonso, my ever loyal valet, my only visitor, stuttering sweetly on the far, far side of the bulletproof glove.
She strokes his face.
Oh, Miss Deville, I've waited for this day. I hope it's not too presumptuous, but I brought you a gift.
Oh, Alonso, how considerate.
She opens the hat box he holds. A terrier with tufts of white and black on its head peeks out. The dog ducks its head inside the box.
Oh.
I think I'll call him Fluffy.
Smiling at me. Oh, what a sweet voice.
Wrong side, Alonso. Come, Fluffy.
Mummy would ride.
The long black and white car speeds away past the iron gates. The car license reads D-E-V-I-L. In an office.
I told you you wouldn't believe the truth. The dog ate your pay stubs. Ewan, can't you do a little better than that?
I was abducted by aliens. Plucked me out of Piccadilly, they did. It was all... How can you work here? I can't even keep my own story straight.
A blonde-haired woman closes the window and sits.
Listen, I won't say it again. No pay stub, no probation.
Ewan pulls a swimming mask from his jacket.
Dog shelter suits me. I think I found myself. Uh-huh. Here's a snap of me with the dogs. That's the boss. He's a top bloke. He'd love him. Told you. Drooler got a hold of it.
You and this is an IOU.
Yeah, well, we're a bit tight on funds.
Louis,
this
is...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Ewan was just off.
All right. Thanks, miss. Next week, then.
Yes, with pay stubs. Am I being clear?
Supremely. Keep the photo.
You do put the fear of God into the play, which is why I've chosen you to... Line 3.
Hello? Is it? Yes! Stay there. Keep breathing, and I'll be there in a second.
The blonde, Chloe, grabs some files and dashes to the coat rack. She wraps a scarf around her neck and accepts a coat and helmet from the gray-haired woman.
My name is...
Chloe! Chloe! You forgot this!
The gray-haired woman offers a red file. Chloe takes it in her teeth. A man plays tug-of-war with a Staffordshire Terrier.
Oh, for Pete's sake! Are you two at it again? Kevin, how many times have I had to tell you it's pointless for you humans to play tug-of-war against us dogs?
A parrot addresses the two of them.
Come on, Drooler! Hit it with both barrels!
Saliva flies onto Kevin's face.
He's down! He's down! He's dead! Get him up! Well, I always say if you can't stand the heat, cheat! Hurry, boys, get in there! We dogs need to stick together! All right, Chomp, suck into it!
Chomp, a terrier, tugs on Kevin's sock.
Can you dig it, Digger?
Digger, the Borzoi, scatters coal on the floor. Ewan enters carrying a large brown bag.
Let's get Biddy to tumble!
Chomp runs off. Drooler drops the rope. Kevin falls into a cat-shaped trap.
Hey! That's not fair!
Yes, it is! All's fair in tug-of-war!
I took you misfits in out of the goodness of my heart, and this is how you repay me?
That's pathetic, Kev. How many times are you gonna fall for that one?
Ewan releases the trap.
I managed to get another week out of my probation, officer, boss. I think she quite fancies, mate.
Come on, boys! It's grub time!
Drooler, Chomp, and Digger, joined by more dogs, run to collect dishes and pails.
Where'd you get that dog food? Didn't pinch it, did you?
No. I'm done with all that.
The dogs line up.
There you go. William.
Come on.
Good girl. Okay, who's next?
Drooler holds a magnifying plastic dish. He dumps the contents on his head.
Hey.
Fear up, Keith, or a very hungry dog.
The parrot carries a pail in his beak.
Thank you. Hey, oi, come back with my grub.
Wandsworth, come on, today's the day, Wandsworth.
Oi!
Fly up to your house and then I'll feed you. Come on, Wandsworth, come on, fly, you can do it.
No, I've told you once, I've told you 100 times, we dogs can't fly. Woof, woof, see? Now stand aside, bird brain.
Save some for tomorrow. I don't know where our next meal's coming from.
My mum always said, when the heart hopes, hope comes knocking.
Heart hopes? Hope comes knocking.
Kevin opens the door. A man swings a hammer.
What? Evicted? But you said
you shouldn't believe what people say. I don't.
But you can't turn all these dogs loose in this city. Well, give us another chance.
I'm not the one running a charity here. Let me get away with this.
Wattlesworth attacks the man's pant leg.
You and your mangy pack are out of here tomorrow. You'd rather not leave any of this junk about.
Next time, I'll bite your bum, you smelly little git.
Ewan and the dog stare at Kevin.
Don't worry. Everything will be all right.
In Chloe's apartment.
Oh, Dottie, they're absolutely beautiful. Aren't they, Dipstick?
Chloe leans into a wardrobe with a Dalmatian at her side. Dottie lies on a blanket while three puppies nurse.
You must be very proud.
Dipstick leans in and licks Dottie. One pup noses a toy.
You are an odd one, aren't you?
There you go.
Now you should get some rest. Come on, Dipstick.
Dipstick backs up and Chloe closes the doors. Cruella's car is parked outside a large dark brown brick house. Inside, torches light the arched hall. Alonso collects her coat and hat. Staircases rise from either side of a painting.
It's smaller than I remember.
I kept everything just as you left it.
Oh, come, for love. Or share a bath, an internal silk scented with lavender and a drop of Sumatran.
She holds up a soiled gloved hand.
Never mind. I think I'll enjoy doing a little dusting. Oh, Fluffy, a bath followed by a nap submerged in feather tails and satin.
Fluffy sails over a banister. Alonso catches him.
Alonso! Fire! It's everywhere! Lock them away! Bury them beyond sight and memory!
Even the Mongolian pony skin trousers and the dog...
No!
Fur coats soar out from above. Alonso drags them along the hall's stone floor. Up a set of stairs, over a stone bench, and through a set of panels disguised in the painting. Beyond, in a cellar, he flings the furs in a heap by the light of a flame that burns in a shallow basin on a pedestal.
And this?
Averting her face, she dangles a sketch of herself wearing a spotted dress and coat. Alonso nails boards across the closed doors to the cellar.
Is it safe?
Alonzo reaches into the arm of the bench. A light glows and the panels of the painting close. A headline reads, Cruella freed.
I do not believe it.
In the apartment.
How could they release that... that... You know, I pity the poor probation officer that has to look up. Oh, no. It's not possible. Oh!
Cruella's picture is in the red file.
Well, I refuse. I'm not doing it.
Dipstick places his paw on her knee.
What? You remember her, don't you? You remember what she almost did to you.
Dipstick lays his head by her knee.
Dipstick.
She pets him.
Okay. I'll do it for you. And for the family.
In Chloe's office, Cruella, in a fitted black suit with narrow white stripes, creeps in.
Miss Deville!
Yes.
You're 5 minutes late. It's a good start.
Oh, well, perhaps your clock's fast.
She gestures to Big Ben.
I'm your probation officer, Chloe Simon.
Yes, of course you are. And we're going to be such friends. Mm.
Friends?
You are going to help me be a useful member of society, aren't you? Find me a little niche somewhere? Could you manage something with puppy dogs?
I see you more as a coal miner. Or something in the sewers, perhaps.
Oh, I see. Oh, you have doggies?
Yes, I don't want you looking at them. I'm sorry, I...
Cruella eyes Ewan's photo of the dog shelter.
Listen, can we just be sensible about this?
Yes, let's. Well, mustache. Bye.
Kevin, Ewan, and the dog stand in the street.
This is your last chance, Mr. Button. When the press sees what you're doing to these poor dogs, you'll be the most hated man in London.
I don't see any press, but I can guarantee the bailiff is on his way.
Right, that's it, Mr. Button.
That one's vicious, he is.
They're here!
A blue van parks.
Everyone on your best behavior. Pick up your signs.
The signs read, save the dogs, no to eviction.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, here we are outside. Second
You're
chance,
just in
dog shelter. Excuse me, I'm just trying to... No,
the dog shelter's over here. These rescued dogs have been evicted by this man here. Yeah.
This man has not...
Here she comes.
Who she comes?
Cruella arrives, followed by more vans.
Cruella de Vil.
Cruella!
Please, call me Ella.
This place and I were made for each other. It's yours.
No, it's mine.
And his.
Alonzo, bide the dump.
And give him a little extra for a tie.
On TV.
So, could you tell us how Cruella de Vil became plain Ella?
Well, I certainly can. It was all thanks to Dr. Pavlov and his therapy.
And do you really think that you, a convicted dog napper, are the right person to run this establishment?
Second Chance Dog Shelter says it all. And I think I deserve a second chance too. Don't you?
No, I do not. She tricked me.
Chloe holds a dog biscuit with a bite missing. At the shelter.
It's the red kicking us.
Can you stop playing give me a hand here?
Hey, look.
Another volunteer. I see you and there are good-hearted people everywhere.
Chloe hops off her scooter and removes her helmet.
Beautiful good-hearted people.
That's my probation officer.
What, that's your probation officer?
Are you Kevin Shepherd?
Yes, I'm Kevin.
And you call yourself a dog lover?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he does. He is.
I'll get to you, Ewan. I'm Chloe Simon, Cruella de Vil's probation officer.
Oh, she's in the back.
I think it's not
going to rain,
is it?
Is there some problem? I mean, excuse us, Tom. I mean, Miss Deville, she seems devoted to...
Nice bird.
You are a nice bird.
I'm not a bird.
It means you.
Where are your manners?
Buried in the yard with my bone.
This is,
Chloe Simon.
Chloe, meet Waddlesworth. He's a rock violer.
Hello.
It's funny because he looks like a macaw.
Trust me, he's a rock violer.
You know, I don't think I'd trust anyone who knowingly puts Cruella de Vil anywhere near dogs.
Well, yes, but she's changed.
People like Cruella don't change.
Of course they do. And that's why I started Second Chance. I knew what it was like to need one. And the same goes for dogs. Hey? Chomp here, for example. He chewed through three postmen before I rescued him. Now he wouldn't hurt a flea. And Digger, he was banned from every park in London as a menace to roses. And Drooler. Well, Drooler hasn't really changed much.
Kevin wipes his hands on his scarf.
Those are dogs.
Oh, but dogs are people too.
But Cruella is
changed.
Alonzo polishes the car at the shelter. Neat boxwood hedges and potted topiary trees adorn the entrance. Cruella opens a red drape. The dogs rest Bella in individual DeVille, tented dog houses.
Bella DeVille, just hearing her name used to make you feel ill. Now suddenly she's dripping with goodwill. Can this be Cruella DeVille? A heartwarming life.
A large silver trophy and a bottle of champagne sit on a dais. Human. On the front, so DeVille Awards. As Cruella judges a dog show. That's not the Cruella Chloe watches her on TV.
Oh, remember when she lived just to be right.
Kevin and Ewan gather a pile of mail. Cruella and the dogs advertise on a double-decker bus. Help me save them. Chloe with dipstick and Dottie eye the bus.
Only time will tell.
The dogs exchange
Cruella,
a look.
I mean Ella, is from heaven or hell. Ooh, yeah.
At the prison.
And now, BBC Two is proud to present the third part in our series, What Makes Big Ben Tick?
Pavlov steps into the hall. He opens a door. The goose flaps out, followed closely by the fox. He opens a panel. The rabbit hops out. The attendant fumbles with the remote. Pavlov opens another door. The cat saunters out, a yellow feather in its mouth.
A unique sound, Patton. Very loud.
That would be Ben on the telly.
Yes. It must have jolted their brainwaves back into...
Pavlov grabs the attendant.
This mustn't get out. You hear me? It never happened.
11:15. Chloe and the gray-haired woman cuddle the puppies.
You are...
Yeah. And this is Domino.
Little Dip is easy because his tail is exactly like his daddy's. And I know Oddball because she doesn't have any...
I don't want her to be sensitive about her lack of,
S-P-O-T-S. Oh, is that normal at her age?
Well, like everything else about her, it is a bit... odd.
Oddball, the all-white puppy, knocks the receiver off and paws the keys.
Hello? Hello?
It's
not you, Nigel. I know you're there. I can hear you breathing.
Well, dear, will you take them up to your office for a while? Because I just keep staring at them, and I'm falling dreadfully behind with my paperwork, as you can see.
Yes, I can see. It's probably just as well with Miss DeVille coming in.
Cruella?
Yes, she asked to change her appointment. I thought you knew. Come on, Oddball. Little Dipper, Dipster.
Cruella DeVille, that wretched
philanthropist.
Cruella, I didn't realize...
Please call me Ella. Now, Chloe, you can't stop me. It's my duty to demonstrate against a fur fashion show.
And it's my duty to inform you that if you go anywhere near fur, I'll put you straight back in prison.
Won't you even let me heckle that monstrous lapel?
No.
Just a teensy-weensy heckle, you know.
Murderer!
The gray-haired woman and Dipstick play a computer game. She frowns and picks at the keys. Dipstick paws at the trackball. The others watch. Oddball leaps to watch. Oddball watches their wagging tails. She sits by a reflective trash can. She looks over her shoulder at her solid white body. She lies down. In the next room, a repairman wipes his soiled fingers on his white coverall. He removes a crumpled paper from the copy machine, smooths it out, and places it on top of the machine. Oddball climbs up a stack of paper to the top. The repairman bobs his head, headphones over his ears. Oddball rolls on the stained paper, transferring smudges to her white coat. Little Dip and Domino trot to the copy room. Without looking, the repairman flips up the cover and sends Oddball out the open window. She hangs from the gutter. The section breaks away, swinging over the street far below. Little Dip and Domino watch from the windowsill as Oddball balances on the swaying metal. The two scurry along the ledge.
I have so much to atone for. I'm seeing spots.
Chloe opens the window and retrieves the puffs. Cruella's head snaps back with Big Ben's chime.
Dr. Bartram! Oddball!
Chloe crawls out on the ledge. Cruella's hair curls with the chimes.
Rub my legs!
Dipstick tugs on the gray-haired woman's dress while she holds Chloe.
Oddball!
Chloe rescues Oddball. Cruella's hair curls again. Chloe tosses Oddball over her shoulder. She slides across the desk and collides with Cruella, who falls, clutching the puppy.
How did you get out?
Are these your lovely dogs?
Yes, you're right. Dipstick, shh, please.
I remember you. As a puppy.
Cruella rises to her feet, hair askew.
Why don't I come back later? I'm feeling a little chilly.
In the hall, Cruella leans on the water cooler. Pointed shoulder pads spring from the black and white hound's tooth jacket. Outside, a cyclist passes dressed in white with black spots. Spots cover the white face of pedestrians that stroll by her. Her nails lengthen.
Hello?
Not enough. That is gone.
And Cruella's back!
She turns, arms up. The city is white with black spots. At the cellar door, she shoves Alonzo with his hammer away. She heaves the boards aside. She swoons on the collection of coats.
Why do I feel incomplete? What could be missing from my life? Cruella de Vil, who has it all? The softest, the rarest, the whitest, the blackest, the stripiest, the spottiest. Of course. Where is it? Where is it? What is it?
She approaches the sketch.
Permission. Oh, my God. The coat of dreams. The ultimate fur coat that was denied. canine cabal, for which I have lost 3 years of my life! Alonso, we are going to make them pay.
Oh, yes. How much?
Dipstick, she called him. Oh, what fiendish justice. He escaped me, but I shall wreak my vengeance on the next generation.
That sounds wonderful.
Alonso, I need you. I'm yours. Banish yourself with a torch, a large sack, and rubber-soled shoes. Meanwhile, I need a furrier.
And I know just where to find him.
Models dressed in fur parade a foggy catwalk. Fur bikinis, dresses, ball gowns, and coats pass between the chain-link fences along the sides. Cruella, in a black jacket with embroidered red dragon's head sprouting from the shoulders, sits in the audience. A black veil drips from her black hat. A man in a floor-length tiger coat with lion mane trim emerges from the girls, carrying a silver-topped walking stick. He passes it to a model. He struts to the end and turns. His coat spreads. He sheds the coat. He wears a mink short-sleeved shirt and tiger shorts with a tiger's head in front and a tail dangling from behind. Leopard boots adorn his feet. Protesters enter with signs. One slings red paint on the man. Police lead the protesters away. Cruella follows the man. He storms into a dressing room.
Animals. They're all animals! They have no class! Leave me alone!
He hurls a vase of flowers.
Not here!
He slams the door. Eyes wide, he opens the door.
Forgive me. My idiots didn't recognize you.
Only two minions to abuse. Oh, Jean-Pierre, the world is so unfair.
Get out! Oh, you're unfit to look upon this goddess of fashion! Out! Out!
He slams the door on his assistants and smooths his hair.
Cruella de Vil, my idol, my inspiration at my show.
He pours champagne.
I'm so sorry for the demonstrators.
Demonstrators? I thought they were critics.
Go away!
Jean-Pierre, you've come such a long way from poaching weasels.
And you're out of prison at last.
He tosses his glass.
Yes, terrible experience, prison.
Who are you, little man? And what are you doing in the trailer?
You shouldn't have brought them in here, you idiot!
He's with you!
Alonso carries a bag.
What is this?
Your salvation, Jean-Pierre. Monsieur Lepelt has clearly run out of ideas. I propose an alliance between Monsieur Lepelt and the House of Deville.
You have an idea in the bag.
Jean-Pierre, together, you and I will make a coat so soft, so luxurious, so practical in any weather, so bad, that we'll rip the veils off the eyes of fashion and write our names in the pantheon of style.
The coat from poopies.
Ah, not just any poopies. Poopies with...
spots.
Chloe leads all the dogs at a park. Kevin with Chomp, Digger and Drooler with Waddlesworth wait in a ticket line for the Punch and Judy puppet show.
Enjoy the show.
One adult, three dogs and one bird, please.
Oi! I'm a dog, mate. Four dogs.
Four dogs.
Well, look who's here.
Oddball.
Oh, blimey, I'm seeing spots.
Hello, Kevin.
Chloe! Are you,
Yeah, I'm gone.
Are these your Dalmatians?
Yeah,
This is, Digger, Chomp, and Drooler.
Call that a bark? This is a bark! That's right. Go hide behind Mummy.
Domino. And Oddball is not going to hurt you.
Your change, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Don't you count your change?
Well, why should I?
Inside.
Now it all makes sense.
What?
How you could actually believe that Cruella de Vil had changed.
Well, she has changed. She's...
Shh! The show's gonna start!
Look, let's just enjoy the show.
Let's.
Hello, everybody!
Hello, Mr. Punch!
Hello, everybody!
Hello, Judy!
Oh! Never said this! Oh, everybody would laugh at us, wouldn't you, everyone? All right, monkeys, ready? Oh, you are awful. There's a little dog around here today. If you see a dog, will you call out and tell us, please? Will you? I won't be long there. Bye-bye.
Where is he? A dog puppet pops up wearing a white knitted sweater with black spots.
Oh, dear.
What is it?
Spot's obsessed with S-P-O-T-S.
Spots? What? What did I do? I just said spots, that's all.
Oddball is on stage.
Oh, no!
She barks at Punch, then attacks the dog puppet. Chloe and the Dalmatians race off as Oddball scurries with the puppet.
Oddball, no!
Outside, all the dogs file by with Chloe and Kevin in the rear. From a small patch of green, Oddball rises, dangling from a cluster of balloons.
Get him back here!
Stop!
Where is that dog? Hold on! We're coming!
Chloe and Kevin leap for the trailing ribbons.
Waddlesworth.
Oddball!
Now's your chance, Waddlesworth. All you have to do is fly up there and just cut a few strings.
Not all of them!
Right, just a few. No. Come on, Waddlesworth, this is your chance. You can do it. Fly!
Ow! Ow! Let go, my paw, you twit! I told you I couldn't fly!
Oh,
honestly.
Don't worry, I'll get her.
Hey, what you doing? Hey, you don't... Ow!
Kevin scales a ladder and hustles along the skylights of the roof. He leaps off, grabs the balloons, and falls from view. Chloe and the dogs arrive. Sitting on a slide, Kevin cradles Oddball.
Oddball. Oh, Kevin, I don't know.
Whoops.
How to thank you.
How about dinner?
Sorry?
I was inviting you to dinner.
Dinner would be nice.
At Cruella's.
The coward to make the world shiver, shudder, shatter.
Shudder? Shiver?
Exactly. Oh, genius!
But I need a special something for three special puppies.
At Chloe's.
Too dressy? Too dressy. Too stuffy?
Too small?
Too blue? Dotty, I've got nothing to wear. Please help me.
Dotty pulls a white sweater from the wardrobe.
What's that? Oh, Dotty, you sure? It's completely see-through. Look. Oddball? Yeah, it's a sweater, but... What a fantastic idea! Thank you! Thanks, Oddball!
My brilliance astounds me.
No, no! We should have the puppies to the hell.
No, you wouldn't dare.
But this is the last year of length.
If Cruella de Vil draws it, it defines length.
She erases a hat on the sketch and adds a spotted hood.
No, no!
They fight over the pencil.
No! What?
40 Dalmatian puppies shipped off to Paris. To his shop. Not enough.
We need 102. This time, I want a hooded spotted puppy coat.
Hooded spotted puppy coat? Who did Spotted Poopy call?
But 99 puppies would make a lovely coat. It's not all that easy to steal all those.
Steal? Who said anything about steel?
What did you think, Lapel? Did we have time to breed them?
Skinning is one thing, but stealing...
Oh, stop whining. I'm a perfectly good idiot to take the fall. Not you, Alonzo, another idiot.
At Chloe's, Dipstick opens the door.
Aunt Dasher, Aunt Dasher, Aunt Tigger, Aunt Rula, look at me. I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Rain Dog with a present for Miss Oddball.
Hello? Take your time. Oh, right. Chomps brought his favourite video. Is that all right?
Is it suitable for the children?
Yes, it's absolutely fine.
Is everything all right?
Yes, beautiful. Bodsworth, he's brought a present for Oddball.
Yeah, about time this thing was getting heavy. Hang on, pup, keep your spots on. Sorry, you don't have any. Here you go. There.
Come and show us.
Yes.
Mr. Puppeteer and I came to an agreement.
Oh, Kevin, thank you. It's brilliant. Come here, you.
She slips the spotted sweater on Oddball.
Well, I think it's a success.
Looking good, girl. Looking... Oh, no! Oddball's got no underwear. Look away, children. Turn a blind eye.
Chomp removes the video from the case. Dipstick takes it, inserts it into the VCR, and nudges it in with his nose.
Excuse me, young lady. Is this spot taken?
Dottie depresses a button and settles on the bed. Dipstick joins her and paws the remote control.
Can see we're not needed. As soon as the video's over, straight to bed for the children. No more telly.
Be good.
Anybody want to order takeout?
At Tony's restaurant.
So where was I? I started the shelter and we were going down for the third time when Cruella stepped in.
Her again.
Yes, but did you know that if she ever goes back to dog napping, that all her millions will go straight into the dogs' homes of the Borough of Westminster?
Yes, I did, because it's in her file. Mm.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. But how did you know that?
Well, she told me. And did you know the Second Chance is the only dog shelter in the borough?
You're joking.
Mm. Can you imagine what Drula would do with £8 million?
On TV.
Now, tell me, what's your pleasure? A la carte? Dinner? Uh-huh. Okay. Pedro, would you he say that he wants two spaghetti speciale? Heavy on the meatballs.
Tony, stop, you don't talk.
He's a talker to me.
Okay, he's a talker to you. You the boss.
Mamma mia, mangiare you can ever sit here. Now, here you are, the best spaghetti in the town.
While the animals watch Lady and the Tramp, Kevin and Chloe also eat spaghetti. Tramp slurps his pasta. Kevin does the same.
This is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it Bella Notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes.
Chloe dabs Kevin's mouth. Eating the same piece of pasta, Lady and Tramp meet nose to nose. Dottie lays her head on Dipstick. Tramp pushes a meatball toward Lady. Kevin pushes a meatball onto Chloe's plate.
When the one you love is near, for this is the night.
An animated moon becomes a real one. A light snow falls as Chloe and Kevin stroll down the street. A figure with a bag dangles from a second-story window. The figure falls from view. Dalmatian puppies squeeze under a fence. Alonzo pursues. Alonzo bangs his head.
Get in the sack.
He gathers the puppies into a bag. He stores the bag in the back of a canvas-covered vehicle and gets in holding a puppy. Chloe and Kevin return. The animals sleep. The adults raise their heads. Kevin gestures to his dogs. They pick their way amid the sleeping puppies.
Oh, lassie. Oh, was a dream. Darn it.
Wattlesworth wakes and steps onto Drooler's back.
I had a great time.
So did I.
Oh, kiss her, for heaven's sake, while we're still young.
Look, I know you don't believe in second chances, but do you believe in second dates?
I do, actually.
Good. Great.
He kisses her cheek.
Good night.
At least he's good looking.
Dogs.
This is a night. It's a beautiful night. And they call it well and not I.
Kevin and the animals drift away down the snow-covered street. Morning at Chloe's.
You know, Dipstick, he's a lot like you. Sweet and solid. Funny without meaning to be. Hello?
There are poopies.
Poopies?
A second chance at poopy shelter.
What?
Taller than machine poopies.
Dalmatians?
Second chance poopy shelter.
Hello, who is this? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Poopies.
We poopies.
Oh, puppies.
We voila.
Mm-hmm.
You will find them by the river at the foot of the Pente Bridge.
We'll pick them up right away, monsieur. Fine. Box of abandoned puppies. Just round the corner.
Abandoned. No more.
Alonzo, carrying a bag, sidles to a door as Ewan bursts out and leaves. Alonzo enters, closing the door on his bandaged hand.
Oh, blimey! The coppers!
A police car arrives at the shelter.
Don't panic, Kevin. Let me handle this. Kevin Shepherd?
Yes. Hello, Gaff. I'm Kevin Shepherd.
What is worth?
Oh, sorry.
How can I help the officer?
A warrant to search the premises.
The detective enters and scans the room. Alonzo appears from behind a drape, deposits a paper on the front desk, and slips through a side door, unseen.
You have expensive tastes, sir.
Don't admit to anything.
What's all this about?
16 Dalmatian puppies were reported stolen last night.
Sir? You'll never guess.
A constable approaches with a bag. The detective extracts a Dalmatian puppy.
Oh, no! Busted!
Kevin Shepherd, you're under arrest.
Kevin!
Chloe.
Hello, Miss Simon. See one of your charges?
No, he's not the one. She is. Why suspect Kevin?
Caught him red-handed. And he's got a record for dog napping.
Chloe stares. Ooh. Cruella smirks.
I can explain.
You can explain where you were last night.
He was home, kissing her. Oh.
I was out.
Out?
Out.
I think we've established he was out.
Right, let's discuss this at the station.
He was out with me.
And this, sir. List of addresses. All the houses that have had Dalmatians stolen.
Chloe, you can't possibly believe. Now, this is crazy. I'm being set
it's
up.
A box of puppies, Justice.
Ewan carries a covered box.
Whatever it is, I didn't do it.
No, I sent Ewan to pick up those. There was a phone call and,
oops. The box holds puppies.
This is crazy. Why would I steal Dalmatians? Hmm? What possible motive could I have to want to...
Judge's order.
What?
Oh, Kevin, how could you? All this for money?
What?
Just like you said at the restaurant.
Will somebody kindly acquaint me with the facts?
If I'm caught stealing puppies, my entire fortune goes to him. Would that be a motive?
Kevin sits in the police van with the animals.
I'm innocent, I tell you! Innocent!
Couldn't tear them apart, sir.
Oh, never mind. Just goes to show a dog will love anyone.
Blue lights flashing. The police depart.
Don't be hard on yourself, dear. We were both fooled.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ville. I had no idea that Kevin was a... That I let myself trust him.
Oh, this is all so dreadful.
You need distraction, darling. I'm having a few friends round for dinner tonight with their dogs. Why don't you and yours join us? Adults only, of course. Oh, do come.
Remember, darling, we have the doggers to live for.
Chloe nods.
Smashing.
A party! Oh, I was hoping we'll dine alone.
Can't be seen dining with a furrier, you fool. You shouldn't even be here at all.
Why did you keep that job on, man, about the place?
Are you jealous, Shorty?
Jealous of him? What can he do for you?
Steal puppies.
Like taking the baby from the candy.
Oh, just like him. Well, now's your chance to impress me. I've saved the last three for you. Mm-hmm. Three very special puppies. The owner... would be out.
But she really...
Oh, faint heart, never won fair lady, Jean-Pierre.
The keys, my little cabbage.
The guests and their dogs sit at a long table with covered plates in front of them. Chloe sits at one end, Cruella at the other.
Tonight, our dogs join us at table... so we can show our appreciation to a magnificent species. My past has been riddled with mistakes. I pray someday to be forgiven. But tonight, I will begin to set things right. From tonight, we'll be closer than ever. To the dogs!
To the dogs!
Footmen remove the covers. Split chicken, garnished like faces, stare up at them.
Bon appetit! Please eat, eat!
A pug and a bloodhound dig in. The pug coughs up a bone. A bulldog climbs across the table and claims it. A bloodhound and Afghan step on the table. A poodle and Staffordshire Terrier join them.
Oh my God.
Fluffy barks at Dipstick. He follows Fluffy out of the room.
Oh,
Lipstick!
Oh, he takes off after them. Fluffy pushes the arm on the bench. The doors swing open. Open-mouthed, Chloe stares. Fluffy scurries down the steps to the door of the cellar. Dipstick looks to Chloe, then joins Fluffy. Dipstick raises the lever and tugs on the leather strap to open one door. Inside, Chloe surveys the coat collection. Fluffy raises his paw. Wide-eyed, Chloe advances to the sketch. From outside, Jean-Pierre peeks through a bathroom window. He shines a flashlight into the room. His light finds the puppies in the wardrobe.
Bonsoir, my little ones. I am the great Lepelt, and you are, how do you say, dog meat.
Dottie bites his backside. He climbs on a counter.
Quiet! Be quiet!
He grabs Oddball by the sweater. Dottie charges him, and he bags her. Puppy scratch at the door. He scoops two of the cornered pups into the bag.
Three puppies, she said.
Oddball runs past him and under the counter, catching her sweater on a sliver of wood. He lunges. The sweater unravels. He reaches again. Oddball scoots by, wrapping Jean-Pierre in the yarn. He stumbles and falls into the pantry. Oddball runs to the kitchen window and barks. In another kitchen, bloodhound puppies wake. They scurry downstairs, out a window, and in through a partially open door. They emerge on the ledge of a high window. Two pups on a rooftop patio take up the call. Two more at a train crossing join in. A small white pup presses a red button and is heard over a boat's loudspeakers. At Cruella's, Dipstick runs from the cellar, down the hall and out the front door.
Surprise! Earlier than I'd planned, but c'est la vie.
I hereby revoke your probation.
And I hereby lock you up with St. Kevin of Assisi in the clink. It just wouldn't do if three more puppies were reported missing.
Three more?
Goodbye, my dear.
No!
I'll think of you any time I wear your sweet little doggies.
No! Stop!
Oddball approaches the pantry.
Oh, not bad. The English can do the knitwear.
Jean-Pierre stuffs Oddball in the bag. A ticket falls from the pocket of his leopard coat. A pile of magazines fall and cover it. Outside.
Shh! Quiet!
He drops the bag in the canvas-covered vehicle. He gets in as Dipstick rounds the corner. Dipstick jumps in the back of the departing vehicle. In jail.
Oh. Oh. Hey, what's that? Listen, hey, listen up. You hear that?
What? What is it?
Best I can make out, they're all yapping about Tubble.
Tubble? Oh, trouble. Must be puppies talking.
Listen, hey, wait, there's more. Widow ones? Bad man grab widow ones? Twee potted doggies?
Potted? Twee widow potted?
Bad man grabs three little spotted doggies.
Oh my gosh. Chloe, stop.
In the cellar. Chloe readies a spear. On the other side, Fluffy leaps for the lever. Fluffy moves the lever as Chloe charges the door. Chloe lies at the bottom of the steps. Fluffy rushes to lick her cheek.
The puppies! Thank you, Fluffy!
At the jail.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep, go to sleep, little guardy.
The guard's eyes close. Wattlesworth takes a key ring from the desk and slides down a broom handle.
Dog. James dog.
That's the one. Mm. Go back to sleep, stupid guardy.
He squeezes through a set of bars and delivers the keys to Kevin. Kevin arrives at Chloe's. At a train station.
Where are they?
Calm down, calm down.
Dipstick leaps, and Jean-Pierre ducks. Dipstick collides with Alonzo. At Chloe's. The dogs and Wattlesworth sniff the room. Drooler sniffs the magazines. Digger unearths the ticket. Orient Express. Chomp takes it to Kevin and Chloe.
What's this?
The Orient Express. Paris.
They're going to Paris! Come on!
Alonzo packs puppies in a crate.
Oh, Jean-Pierre, you've outdone yourself.
I'm the Napoleon of the fur, and you are my...
Waterloo.
My Josephine, together we...
Oddball escapes.
I need spotted puppies, you idiot!
He's not a rat! I know rats! It's a puppy!
Yes.
Find the rat, kill it!
The pelt and I will be on the Orient Express.
Kill.
The last time I underestimated a puppy, I wound up in the poke. Go!
Why not him?
Yes.
In the station, Alonzo squats and scans the floor. He crawls through the passengers toward the pub. The crate passes on a luggage cart. Alonzo approaches her from behind. Oddball darts in front of the cart. The cart crushes Alonzo's outstretched hands.
Excuse me! The Orient Express!
Class of 9.
C'est un flamand, un flamand de flopette.
Behind the Pullman car, a porter loads the crate in the luggage car. Oddball sniffs and scratches the closed door. In the dining car, Alonzo enters. He shoves his hands in a champagne bucket.
Alonzo!
Oh, joy! Le petit homme.
You took care of the rat.
You will never see it again.
This isn't the Orient Express.
We're on the wrong platform.
There she is!
Chloe sees Cruella through the dining car window. Oddball chases the departing train.
Oh, no, I can't! She'll be killed!
She leaps to the caboose, dangles, and falls.
Somebody do something!
Oh, what am I doing? No! Oh,
oh. Your wings! Flap your wings!
Flap wings?
Oh, where did these come from? Blimey, they work! I can fly! Dogs can fly!
Waddlesworth scoops up the pup. They swoop over the conductor and into the luggage car.
God, I just realized I'm not a Rottweiler at all. I'm a retriever.
Oddball sniffs the crate. The conductor drops his clipboard.
Where are we going?
Paris!
We missed the train!
Then we'll catch the next one!
Do you think he saw us? We better hide. But where?
Cruella's car is behind them.
What? Bad Wady's cow? Oh, good idea, Spotty.
Porters load the crate into a truck.
Careful! Mustn't harm the poopies.
Cruella speeds from the station. Alonzo follows in the truck.
Poopy man riding the car!
Is Alonzo keeping up?
The little man is too slow!
His traffic is too slow. The friends are useless behind the wheel.
You're going the wrong way!
They're going the wrong way!
I want to die!
Other cars avoid her.
Shut up, John!
The truck navigates through the debris. A pair of pastel poodles watch. Outside the Paris station.
Nothing. Nobody saw anything. I know you spoke French.
Kevin's dogs dash off. Cruella's car is parked outside a farmhouse.
It's spooky, all right. But you'd have to be a sniveling, whimpering, cowardly little chihuahua not to barge right in there and take charge of the situation with no hesitation at all. After you, then.
They head up the stairs. Elderly people stitch pelts.
Oh, I'm gonna regret this.
The two sneak against the wall. One of the workers watches Wattlesworth's tail disappear behind the hanging pelts.
What do you look at? Walk! Walk!
Sure hope you know where you're going, pup. Bingo!
He looks through a space between the floorboards.
Right, don't worry, old bull. I'll have him out energy fee.
He gnaws the wood by the space.
Mmm, tastes like chicken.
Alonzo carries the last puppy to the basement.
Oof.
The puppy licks his face.
It's no good looking at me like that. It won't do any good, you know. Sorry.
He puts the pup in and closes the trap door. Kevin, Chloe, and the animals watch. Alonzo enters the house. They creep to the trap door and open it. Dipstick and Roddy greet Chloe.
Okay, let's get the line.
Well, Miss Houdini, aren't you in a tight spot?
Oh, what fun to get away with murder. Ta-ta!
I'm really beginning to dislike that woman.
Be a way out of here.
Chloe scans the wooden boards overhead.
Hello, nice bird.
What was that? Football with you.
You bet she's here. She's commando leader. Now pass up the pats quick.
Okay.
One. Have a seat. Two. Good, join the other one.
Come on, hurry up.
Oddball threads her way amid the sewing machines and fur pelts. She sees an open door.
Yeah.
The puppies come running.
Come on, in a bunch. 100 and... Are you 100 or 101? Oh, great, now we have to start all over again.
That's
it. More dashing dogs.
Give it a puppy! Come on!
A worker slams the door. Jean-Pierre selects a 6-inch blade from a set of sheathed knives.
This is my favorite part.
The skinning. Not the strangling.
Well, I hate the strangling also.
The mark of a great furrier, Alonzo, is that he does his own strangling. Remember that.
Thank you.
Alonzo sees the fleeing puppies and moves to block the view. She pushes Alonzo aside.
The little rat!
You lied to me.
Me? What's your...
anything to you, does she?
Worm, I'll kill her myself.
You are a wormy little man.
Alonso steps forward, eyes locked with Jean-Pierre. Reaching down, Alonso grabs a knife. A much smaller knife. Jean-Pierre slaps it away and throws Alonso through the window. The pups scamper higher. Cruella pursues. Outside, a line of dogs wait to enter a brick building. One by one, they slip through a slowly spinning ventilation fan set in a high window.
Excuse me!
Wattlesworth flies in Jean-Pierre's face. Alonso traps Jean-Pierre's arms in a coat and pulls the sleeves behind.
What?
A worker stitches them together. Jean-Pierre pulls away, still trapped. He kicks at Alonso, who stumbles and falls.
Now I thrust you, little man!
Alonso rolls as Jean-Pierre drives his foot through the hole.
Who's the little man now?
In the basement, Chomp attacks his dangling leg. Cruella sees Oddball and the last puppy pass through the fan.
I'll wear you on my sleeve.
Inside, in the blue evening light, the dogs race across metal beams and onto a landing. Puppies mill around on the second lower landing. Cruella crawls through the fan.
Yeah, puppy, puppy, puppy. Sweet puppy.
Oddball retreats toward the landing. She turns to face Cruella and backs along the beam. Cruella follows, the tails on her red and black coat trailing. Hands outstretched, she teeters on high-heeled boots. Her heel slips. She grabs a dangling cable. Her fumbling foot flicks a switch. A red light flashes. Steam rises. The lights shine as Cruella sways on the cable. She lands and scowls. Oddball pulls the handle and Cruella falls in a scoop on a conveyor. Over she goes and falls into a tray. A pup nudges a button. She's dumped on a conveyor belt. Another button. Small orange fruit and clear liquid drench her. Two puppies depress a lever. She drops into a vat of milky liquid. From above, Oddball wags her tail. The puppies push bags of flour into the vat. At the turn of a dial, beaters descend into the vat. A pup shoves a lever. The beaters spin. Another shove, and they spin faster. Submerged in the batter, her legs clutch the beater shaft. The puppies' heads follow the spinning beaters. The beaters retract. Cruella and the creamy batter flow onto a tray. Alonzo opens the trap door.
Quickly, to the bakery.
I can't trust him.
Now is not the time to count your change, Kevin. Come on.
He's after the puppies.
Oddball crawls along a drum. Cruella watches, the feathers of her hat sagging. Oddball noses a red button. The drum drops to the tray and sweeps along, tripping her. Face down in the batter, the drum rolls over her.
I've got you now, you little rat!
Oddball's feet are stuck in the batter. Cruella's tray moves forward. She pulls herself from the muck. A pup lowers a lever. Three blades drop and slice behind Cruella.
Without spots, you're just not worth the trouble.
She flings Oddball in the path of the blades.
A nail to my coat!
Oddball pops up from the space between the blades. A pup hops on a pedal and Cruella slides into a mold which races to a red-hot oven. Dottie, Dipstick, Digger, Chomp, Drooler with Waddlesworth, Chloe, and Kevin file through the fan.
Governor! Little Dipper! Oddball!
Oddball? Where are you? Come out, wherever you are!
Dottie and Dipstick lick Oddball. Rolls from the oven. Legs emerge. Feathers flicker with faint flames. Cruella's head pops out. The mold opens. Her hands burst from the side of an upside-down three-tiered cake. From above, the puppies hop on frosting bags. Digger shovels rainbow sprinkles on the cake. Drooler drops a loogie on her upturned face. Waddlesworth tops her with a wedding couple.
And now for the topper. You may now kick the bride.
Chomp leaps, knocking her onto a cart and sending her into the dining room. She speeds across, flips over and lands in the window, face smashed against the glass. The puppies pour out of the shop.
I'm roaring! This is the fall of Maison Lepelt! How do we get out of this mess?
Piece of cake.
The police load the cake-encrusted Cruella into the police van. White blossoms flutter as Cruella's car parks at the shelter.
Look out, everybody! It's the bad lady's cow!
Oh, no.
Fluffy hops out. Alonzo carries an envelope.
Hello, all. I've come from Mr. Ville's solicitor, Mr. Tort. I asked if I might have the pleasure of delivering this.
£8 million.
Yes! Oh, it's the judge's orders.
£8 million.
£8 million.
£8 million.
It's for the dog.
That's £8 million.
Of course.
That's £8 million.
And for the best. Unless she's rehabilitated.
No, Alonso. Cruella will always be Cruella.
Oh, hope springs eternal.
Kevin kisses Chloe. Alonso sees Oddball high on a metal sculpture.
What's that puppy doing out there?
No! Oddball!
Oddball!
She slides off and into Chloe's arms.
Oh, Oddball!
What have you been up to now?
What have you been doing?
Chloe rubs black smudges.
Oh, look. Kevin, look. These won't come off. She's got her spots. Oddball's got her spots. Look.
Credits appear. Eric Idle is the voice of Wuttlesworth. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com.
Can you keep that excitation down to a roar? When fate comes a knocking, better open the door. Oh, rise to the occasion. Second chances.